Okay. Hi. Football season is on life support.
Well, still maybe two games left.
Life support. Maybe. You're not guaranteed tomorrow or Sunday. You are guaranteed tomorrow and the day after up until Saturday, technically.
Yes, we have Oak Hills still playing in the CIF playoff system. They'll be in Division 3A. And they'll be going against Rancho Bernardo at home, 7:30 Saturday.
Be there, or whatever. Yeah, absolutely should be there.
I'll be there.
I will not be.
Yeah, too bad. Yeah, and if they win, they would face somebody from the north. I don't have the bracket memorized, but... whichever team,
baby steps, one step at a time.
Yeah, whichever team from the north wins will be coming down to either Oak Hills,
not De La Salle,
or Rancho Bernardo to
right
to play the championship game.
Yep.
So that'd be kind of interesting. I mean, I don't know. I'm still trying to get a sense of like, you know, what the mentality is for this game. I know, just in terms of us, like our excitement level for it. You know, it's gone down since Friday's big game.
I didn't even know that this was a thing until sometime last week, you know, that there was something to happen like after this, that, or at least that there was a reasonable chance a High Desert team would ever play in. I mean, I know in the past,
yeah,
you
they
know,
just they expanded this playoff system for this year.
So right. So yeah, it's still new. So I mean, there's not really, you know, I still think in the kind of the mindset of last week, kind of being it, you know, all the marbles type thing. And I mean, even after this, it's, you know, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, so I don't know. I haven't talked to any players yet. It should be interesting to find out, you know, what they think. And but, you know, Oak Hills is a competitive team. You know, you don't go and schedule the preseason that they do without just wanting to go out and ball, you know? So if they approach it as, you know, just another challenge and they can get excited about that, you know, maybe they have a chance. Cal Preps predicts them, you know, losing by 2+ touchdowns. So we'll see what that's worth. I really have no clue how good the San Diego section, because that's where Rancho Bernardo is coming from. I really have no idea what the quality of football is like there.
I bet Chris Four knows.
He does. Share with me some of his thoughts.
I bet he did, as he is wont to do.
Yeah. So, I mean, it'll be interesting. Interesting to see how we match up. It seems like the North two teams are not quite on the level of these two teams. Close, but at least in terms of Cal Preps ratings.
Do you know where that game would be played?
What, the championship game?
Yeah, would that also be
that'd
here?
Be, right, okay. Down here either at Rancho Bernardo or Oak Hills.
So Oak Hills could have three straight home games. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that'd be, I assume, a nice gate.
Yeah, I bet it would be. Darren Goodman would be thrilled, and all the other administrators. Yeah, playing without Armas Aldridge should be.
Yeah, broken collarbone, I believe it was. So
that's thinking about that.
Yeah,
that's one of the worst.
Yeah, literally.
You
know, that's a great weapon there, and you know, Aldridge is somebody who can catch the ball out of the backfield as well as you know, run it pretty hard and be a pretty athletic guy. And it's always, I like the dynamic between him and J.J. Lewis. But you know, I'd be curious to see if, you know, if they use Lewis in a more starring role. It'd be interesting to see him get some more carries for being a, you know, a bigger back. You know, he's still pretty athletic, has some decent speed.
Yep, absolutely. All right, we'll have more on that as the week progresses. Well, not in a podcast, but in, you know, words on the internet and also in print.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, even though football season is still kind of clinging to life, we're sort of making a transition into winter sports. So we've actually talked a little bit about basketball. I know someone asked us last week who we thought the top teams in the High Desert were in basketball. And honestly, at that point, I couldn't have even told you a player on a basketball team because I was so singularly focused on the football.
Yeah, we were definitely in a bubble.
Yeah, so now finally, God bless it, we can get out of the bubble. And we have still not, I would not comfortably say experts on, well, ever on anything, I guess, but anyway, even at our level. We've talked about basketball a little bit, and I think we have some idea of who's going to be good this year, at the very least in the big school leagues. I know you've been doing some research, so why don't you talk about it?
Yeah, it looks, so far Asperia, I would say, is off to the best start, and it seems like, you know, they're pretty good, which is, in a way, kind of surprising me. They lost a bunch of seniors from last year's team, but Calvin Tang seems to get the most out of whoever he has. It's just his second year as the coach, and last year they kind of surprised and competed for a league title and just came up short on that and ended up in second place. We all thought it would be like an Oak Hill Sultana sort of deal, and they edged out Sultana for that second spot, and I think played pretty competitively against Oak Hills.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I don't know. Asperity is a mystery because, they don't put any stats on Max Preps, and Calvin Tang is, not a talkative man. It's just kind of hard to get a read for what exactly it is that they have since we haven't had a chance to see them yet. It'll be interesting once they start playing local teams to kind of get a sense from other coaches, see what they think. I don't know. We'll see.
Currently, they're ranked 98th in the state by Max Preps. Now, obviously, that's so early. It's a really small sample size. They played, six games or something like that?
Yeah, six.
So.
They have won all six of those games. Yeah. And against, not bad teams also, which that doesn't hurt.
So, at least in the MRL, I expect them to go up against Oak Hills. And from there, it seems like the MRLs will be decent. We'll see who fills out the best of the rest. Appleville has Keenan Strubing, who can just score in bunches, 30 points a game so far for five or six games into the season. Serrano's done decent. They hosted their own tournament last week and they did okay. They're going to be getting a bunch of players from the football team. So we'll see how that impacts them. And Sultana has Frank Burtz, and he's a really good scorer. So,
and we don't know anything about Burroughs because we never do until league time turns around, and then we'll see what they have.
Owen, whatever.
Oh, well then.
But
all right.
Who knows what
the
level of competition is.
So, yeah, we'll see.
In the DSL, at least according to the Max Preps ranking, Silverado is 128th in the state. Getting the pulse of the coaches, it seems like Adelanto is the team to beat.
Yeah,
they're off to a decent start. Silverado had to hang on against Barstow this week, today, beat them in overtime.
Yeah, and I don't really know how good Barstow is. I mean, Serrano beat Barstow in their tournament, and that's, maybe indicative of maybe Barstow's not that great this year. And it seems Adelanto is very, very good. They've got a lot of scoring. I was talking to the coach today and saying that he's got three guys that at any given time can, drop 30 points. I think they had a guy score 30. Now I can't remember who it is because it's Campbell, maybe, I think, right?
There's a Campbell. There's a D'Anthony.
Yeah, it wasn't D'Anthony. I think it was the Campbell that scored, that dropped a bunch of points. And I asked, how close is that to a school record? He said, well, it's not far off. And, they had it the other night, and it was a different guy that had scored over 30, which, is great to have that kind of depth scoring. You don't see that a whole lot in the high desert.
Yeah, they have decent distribution there.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it should be interesting. Let's see. So Granite and Victor have new coaches. So
Granite's gonna be bad.
Yeah, it seems that way. They have struggled early on. They've played in some lower level tournaments and not done great in those.
Nope, they are bad. Don't know about Victor though. We'll see.
Yeah.
I assume the fact that we don't know anything can't possibly be a good sign, but I won't write them off just yet.
I think they play Barstow by the end of the week.
All right.
So we'll
see.
Start filling in a little bit of the holes.
Yeah, league play starts on Thursday. No, I guess it started today.
Yeah.
That's weird because were they the only teams that played? Because I don't think
Yeah.
Yeah. So then.
And weirdly enough, the girls' teams didn't also play. So I don't know what the deal is with that schedule.
Maybe that weird five-team league thing. I guess maybe has some impact on that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows? Yeah, so I guess that starts really in earnest on Thursday and, continuing it on from there. So they must play three rounds, I guess, in that league if they're starting this early because MRL certainly hasn't started yet. Are we going to talk? Well, that's boys basketball. Girls basketball, I don't really have as good a sense
yet. Yeah,
I didn't do
any research on that really today. But, yeah, it seems like Oak Hills is probably good again, even without Janet Otto. They've got a decent roster there, I think, Wadude is the point guard. She's fairly experienced and has been around the program for a while.
And a really good athlete, generally speaking. Yeah.
Jade Hughes
returns
from missing a year last year, and she was pretty good as a tag team with Janet Otto a couple years ago now.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
feel like I have not gotten any calls from any big school girls coaches other than Oak Hills so far.
So Tana's off to a decent start in girls basketball. We'll see if they can keep it up with Oak. Melissa Glindo notched the 3-point record for Sultana tonight, a day after tying it.
Okay, yeah. So that's up to 9 3-pointers in a game for the school record,
so she's on
which
a nice
is not
little,
bad.
Little hot streak there from out beyond the arc.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I really know off the top of my head for MRL girls basketball. DSL, what do we know?
Silverado maybe sounds like a thing to me, but I don't really know. It seems like that's kind of
a
little more mysterious.
Silverado lost to somebody today. I can't remember who they played. I think it was non-league. I can't remember who it was.
Anywho, so clearly we need to do more research on that. That was riveting. Great. I just shouldn't have said anything. So that's where we're at for basketball. We still have, you know, we'll be doing some kind of preview-y stuff over the next, you know, week plus. So this is just, we're just now starting to, well, I'm just now starting today, and I think same with Matt for the most part, other than what we've picked up on of the 2 bajillion roundup calls we've gotten in the past 2 weeks.
So
I think soccer is going to be pretty interesting this year. I think it was relatively interesting last year. It seems like Granite's pretty bad in both boys and girls soccer, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, I mean, that program as a whole, if you count boys and girls, has really been, you know, I guess like the class of the High Desert for, you know, maybe like a decade plus now.
Well, what I could hear Dave Molina clearing his throat all the way from Wrightwood tonight.
I mean, I'm talking about...
No, I know. I'm just kidding. Yeah, but yes, absolutely. It's very very weird to see them both...
struggle at the same time, yeah. And we'll see when we get into league play, which is starting, I think, at the end of this week, like we said, for basketball.
Granite boys soccer's going to be bad. They're going to be bad. They've got, I think, 9 freshmen or something on the team. So we'll see where they're at the end of the year. You know, maybe there'll be a big improvement area or whatever, but they are not... competing for a league title this year. Girls, I don't really know. I haven't taken any calls specifically I've got the Apple Valley one. It seems certainly not as good as last year, it seems. So that might be a little more up for grabs. So that's kind of interesting.
And the Grand Hills girls, I believe, still have that long unbeaten streak. In league play.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens there. I don't really have a good sense of who's good in girls soccer in the DSL just yet. It seems like that hasn't. I mean, Silverado, I think, is going to be competitive. Victor is still rebuilding, and I wouldn't know about Adelanto because they don't talk to us.
Yeah, Barstow scored 7 on Hesperia. I know Hesperia is not, you know, in a great position this year, so... But 7 goals is still pretty impressive.
And Barstow was good last year, too, and I think they're ready to take a step forward.
Yeah, so they tied Granite 3 times last year.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's...
Are they the next ones to sort of step up there? Maybe, we'll see.
Yeah, I definitely think that at the very least, the league title is up for grabs, so it'll be more competitive than it has been in years past.
First time you could say that in quite a ways.
Yeah, so Granite lost... So Paul Casares said that Granite... that's the Granite boys coach said that this was the first time Granite had lost Apple Valley in boys soccer since 2006, and he seems to think the last time the girls team had lost to Apple, which they did, you know, a week ago or whatever, that was the first time since 2004. Which
those are long streaks. I mean, it's not like a league team, but you know, I figure they have to have been playing each other once a year.
At least once a year. He said that the year that they lost them, they had played them a couple of times, I think maybe in tournaments or whatever, and I think they played them in the playoffs as well or something like that. I don't know. It's a long time ago, especially since there's been more fluctuation in the playoff structure for soccer. That wouldn't really surprise me that much. So this is going to be a pretty good year, I think, for Apple Valley soccer, though, in general. The boys team was really good last year, but near the end of the year, they played Oak Hills really, really tough, and I think this is kind of more of a down year for Oak Hills. They're still going to be competitive, just not quite as dominant as last year. I think Apple Valley, they've got a lot of seniors. That whole league is going to be good. I mean, Sultana's going to be good. Serrano appears to be pretty good. Hesperia is going to be decent. You know, it's a lot of good teams in the MRL. So that title could really kind of go to anybody at this point. you know, for girls, I don't know. It's I think it's a little bit more of a crapshoot. I mean, I think Apple Valley is going to be pretty good, although it's hard to know how good any of them are just yet. I guess we'll see.
And Serrano always seems to replenish his talent. Yeah.
Serrano's got to be the favorite until somebody actually beats them. So, you know.
Yeah.
We'll see. I think Serrano just lost its first. I know they did. Lost their first game of the year today, and they lost to Rancho Cucamonga. And there's no shame in losing to them. They're
very,
yeah, and they're very, very good. So, you know, and I think for small schools, it'll be kind of the same story as it was last year. Riverside Prep is the team to beat in girls soccer, and you know, I don't know.
Although University Prep beat them today. Yeah, Riverside.
Oh, did they? Okay, yeah. I must have missed that. Well, there you go. It's usually one of those. It was one of those. Going to be one of those two schools last year, Riverside Prep or University Prep. So there you go. And AAE is going to be good again this year, I think, too. So, and I think kind of the same thing goes for boys soccer, to be honest. I mean, University Prep won that league last year, and Riverside Prep was hung around. And so I think it might be a little more even this year, although I'm not really sure, having not seen them play. That just seems to kind of the temperature in the room from talking to coaches and whatnot.
Oh yeah, in terms of small schools basketball too, we should also mention Sperry Christian will probably be pretty good for boys. You know, they're coming off of a run to the state playoffs, and they should.
Apple Valley Christian also seems to be pretty good. I don't know if they're quite at a Sperry Christian's level, but I think that could be kind of, you know, interesting.
Yeah, Sperry Christian loses Brad Leontis, which, you know, would have been their top returning player. He transfers to Oak Hills, and will after the 30-day sit out period, will start playing for Oak Hills. So it's a big addition for Oak Hills, but. You know, Sperry Christian, I think, still has a really good players coming back, especially
for that level.
They have a very good
core.
And I believe, from what I understand, they had a decent class of, like, you know, kids coming up from middle school. So there's a reason to believe that they could possibly, you know, make a deep playoff run.
Yep, absolutely.
I believe they're unbeaten at the moment, although they played a game tonight. I don't remember seeing what the final was.
I don't remember. Riverside Prep is also going to be good, I think, this year. You know, I mean, Vision Plume was very good, so that doesn't hurt. He's a very good, very talented scorer. I don't know. We'll kind of see where they are in general.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see where they go without, who's the Granite AD now?
Daniel Rincon.
Yeah.
Well, they certainly won't be as well dressed as they were last year, so that's a big step down.
Yeah, so Daniel Rincon, I think, had been the coach since that program's inception.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, so. Interesting to see.
You know, since he got out of school at 26 or whatever it was, and I think he's 29 now.
But yeah, Vision Plume will definitely be a big player. Probably in high desert in general, probably.
Yeah, probably. And definitely for small schools. Yeah. All right. It's, I guess, kind of the start of our winter sports primer. There will, God willing, be more of that coming down the pipe, especially as it kind of quiets down a little bit as some of these tournaments are, you know, finishing up, and there's kind of a break during the Christmassy holiday period, so we'll kind of figure out where everything's at, hopefully, before we ramp into full gear in January. This is kind of a weird season, because it's kind of split into two halves, and the more non-league anyway, before the new year, and all league and playoffs after.
Yeah, it's weird that, like, certain leagues start, like, now, and then certainly, like, the MRL delays it a little bit.
Yeah, so try to get a better sense of where things are, especially by next week. There will not, that this is it, that we're only doing one podcast a week and we don't get a pay cut. That's great. Should have been doing one podcast a week whole time.
I'll call you on Saturday.
No, you will not. Nope. Sorry, I have a strict no working on vacation policy.
Whatever.
Unlike some people, Matt. Although, going home to visit family is hardly a vacation. Working vacation, am I right? Yeah. Your dad doesn't listen to the podcast. It's fine.
He sure doesn't.
Well, neither does mine. All right. Is there anything else to note? I'm trying to think if there was anything else. I feel like I had 3 days off after that title game. I still feel like I haven't actually recovered from last week.
Whew, I felt better before we reached, I don't know what it was. I guess I didn't get enough sleep last night because I feel pretty winded at this point in the night right now.
All right, well, that's it then. Let's go home.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Thank you, everyone. If you have actual, now we're ready for questions on non-football. So, I mean, at the very least, you know, sending them to us helps us send down the path of asking coaches questions and feeling around areas where that you actually care about, you know, because otherwise we're just kind of whatever, doing what we want to
really
do.
Care about this Oak Hills CIF playoff game. And
oh, yeah, right.
Ask away about that, too.
Right, because that preview thing probably won't come out until Thursday for Friday, so you still have a whole day to get questions in about that, such as they are. All right, yes, that's it. Good show. Well, mediocre. This is probably lower tier for us, to be honest. Hopefully we'll get better as the season progresses.
That's the goal.
Get better every most weeks anyway. All right.
See you guys.
Yeah, it was a good sign off.